With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. For the first time in almost 7 years, the government is shut down. Senate Democrats refuse more time for negotiations by rejecting a Republican stopgap spending bill. It's a bill that Senate Majority Leader Thune says is free of partisan add-ons and which remains on the table.
Right here, Mr. President. It's in front of us. Right here. We can pass this today. Pass it right now. All we have to do is get support from the Democrats. House has passed it. This is the House passed bill. We take it up in the Senate, pass it, send it to the President. President signs it into law, and the government stays funded.
But that's not the way it went down. As a result, the government is shut down. Senate Minority Leader Schumer casting blame on the GOP.
All they want to do is force us, try to bully us. They're not going to succeed into taking their partisan bill, take it or leave it. That is not how this place works. And that's why we're headed into a shutdown, because Republicans refuse to negotiate a bipartisan bill.
Republicans refuse Democrat demands for $1.5 trillion for various things, including illegal alien health care and the refunding of NPR. Another vote on the GOP bill is expected today. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers could be furloughed, and some of them could be let go permanently. President Trump says the U.S. military will not stop blowing narco-terrorist drug boats out of the water down in the Caribbean.
What we want to do is stop drugs from flowing into our country. It's destroying. We lost 300,000 people died last year. Everybody knows friends, many friends probably, that you lost a child, or adults too, but you lost a son or daughter because of what's coming into our border.
Dow futures down 227, and this is SRN News. Charlie Kirk's legacy lives on in Oklahoma.
That's where the outgoing state superintendent of public instruction, Ryan Walters, has announced a partnership with Kirk's Turning Point USA. It will establish chapters of the conservative youth organization in every high school across the state. In so doing, Walters says, quote, Charlie Kirk inspired a generation to love America, to speak boldly, and to never shy away from debate. Our kids must get involved and active, unquote. George Williams, SRN News.
Americans are divided on the role religion should play in the public schools. 34% say that religion doesn't play enough of a role. 26% say its role is about right. And 26% say that it plays too much of a role. That's according to a YouGov.com poll. Americans who say religion is very important to them are especially likely to say religion doesn't play enough of a role in the schools. SRN News. The Trump administration issues a warning to some states.
The Department of Health and Human Services has told 46 states to remove all references to gender ideology in their federally funded personal responsibility education program, or PREP, education materials within 60 days or face loss of federal funding. Acting Assistant Secretary Andrew Grattison says federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas. I'm Bill Alexander.
President Trump and drug maker Pfizer have agreed to bring down drug prices. Pfizer agreeing to start selling its drugs in the U.S. at prices comparable to what people pay in other countries. For Medicaid recipients, there's a website, TrumpRx.gov. Some drugs can be purchased there at a discount. Pfizer also has agreed to boost its manufacturing activity in the U.S. More details at SRNNews.com.